How is the development process different this time around compared to the first time?
I think the main difference for me was that it was a far smaller group of people that we had to deal with. You know, the first time around, we had so many other different properties from different filmmakers, and this time it was a little bit more centered around Marvel, and just trying to get Marvel right and working with that group of people. So, in some respects, it was a little bit more simple of a thing to get my head around, which is good because we had less time to do it also.
You guys put a lot of time into the creation of the figures, and they look so great this time around. That's not to say that they look bad the first time, but I remember the last time that we spoke, you were talking about how much you learned from that first batch of characters. So how did you apply all the stuff you learned from the first time around to these new figures that are just being released now?
Well, it's nice of you to say that they're turning out better. We tried our best on the first round, and I think we did pretty good, but I was just learning what I was doing. And we did learn a lot going through that first series of characters. And we tried to apply everything that we did learn into the Marvel characters. The interesting thing about the Marvel characters is that we had to expand the design box for what it meant to be an Infinity character. Because when we first started doing the Infinity characters, or the Marvel characters, just trying to match what we had done with, like, say, the Pirates or the Lone Ranger characters, they're coming out a little too simplified and too cartoony, and they weren't looking like superheroes. So we had to find a nice combination of what had been Infinity, the simplification that we do, but also allowing us to get some musculature and some anatomy into it that allowed them to be aspirational and cool and look like superheroes. So there was a little bit of design that had to go on in the beginning of the process to get them so they look right for Marvel.